And we're back. It's Inside Florida Racing, your special Tuesday edition. Hey, Rob.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm excited. I think we have a special guest on the line.
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, yes, did you?
Go time.
The one, the only.
Go time, Sean Smith. What's up, Big Daddy?
Woohoo! Hey there, Sean.
How you doing, Cece?
I am doing good. I can't wait to see a Saturday night out at Clewiston.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it myself.
So, are you getting ready?
At East Bay, you got to be kind of fired up about that. Women's Big House.
Yeah, I am. I'm real fired up about it. I've been trying to win a feature at East Bay for a long time, and it sure felt good to finally win one.
Well, congratulations, Sean.
Yeah, buddy.
Especially after the weekend, the way it was going, the way I didn't know how it was going to turn out. So, it was good to go in there and get a win.
So now. So this makes, what, 3 weeks, 3 wins, 3 tracks?
Yeah, we won at Ocala 3 weeks ago on Friday night, and we're just on top of the world and went to Volusia the very next night, and we're horrible. So we came back to Volusia. Well, we actually went to East Bay that Thursday night and practiced and was still horrible, so we changed a bunch of stuff around, went back to Volusia that next Saturday night and won again, and then we went to Brunswick this past weekend for the showdown on Thursday and Friday, and right before qualifying Friday night, motor broke a retainer and broke. And so we drove home Friday night, got home Saturday morning, swapped motors, and went to East Bay Saturday night and won. So it's kind of a roller coaster of a ride.
Well, you know, it's a well-deserved win for you. We are so proud of you. Of course, you know that all of us here at Inside Florida Racing, big fans of yours. And I'm predicting that you're going to have a good night this Saturday.
Well, I'm sure hoping. I need it. I need a good night down there. You know, we're not out of that point still yet, so we need a good run this week, and we can stay alive in it.
How many more races they got,
huh? Two. They got this week and a race at East Bay in a couple of weeks.
And that's it. Then that's the East Bay race is the last race of your season.
The finale, yeah.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the race at Shrevin, but it got canceled, so it went from 3 to 2.
And this week if you're going to win down at Henry County, this would be the week to do it, I suppose.
Yeah, considering paying $7,000 to win, that's definitely the one you want to win.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's not that many races flying around where you can go pick up that kind of paycheck.
No, we were lucky. Last year, we were lucky. We won a $3,000 to win race and a couple $1,500 to win races and even a $5,000 to win race last year at Clewiston. So, you know, to pick up a $7,000 to win one, that's a pretty big deal. Anywhere in the country, you win a $7,000 to win a race, and that's a pretty big deal.
So what do you got to do? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of things got to go right, but what do you got to do to win down there, man?
Basically, you gotta start up front or somewhere near the front, because, I mean, I don't know what kind of racetrack we're going to have when we get there, because, you know, it's been a while. Well, it's been since March, I believe, or April since we've raced there. So
it's been closed for a while too.
Yeah, it got washed out. Washed
a lot of rain
hard
with the hurricanes and all that stuff that came through there. So I'm not sure what we're going to get. So I imagine it's not going to be any different than any other time though. We're going to have to start near the front and not overdrive and kind of be consistent and stay right there and have a chance at it.
Yeah, and this is a big deal too. I mean, this is a Kim Allen Memorial. It's a very big deal. A very close friend of the promoter, Ken Kenny. It's big for the community. There's money being raised for to help a local children's school thing. And I mean, it's just a big deal for all the way around.
Yeah, I know that. I know they're giving half of the gate money, or they're giving some money to the local ESE for the school down there. And
sure.
I understand. I didn't know Mr. Allen personally, but I understand he's a big part of the community down there and, you know, was a well-liked guy, so... You know, for them to have a race in his honor, I think that's pretty cool, you know. So hopefully it'll be a good turnout. There'll be lots of people there, and hopefully I'll be able to put on a show to please them.
Showtime, that's what your name is. So what's up, Sean? You got you're starting a little race team there. You got somebody else's car you're working on there at the shop. What's going on? Who's that?
Well, I got my cousin Raymond over here in the shop with me now. We're trying to get another car together for him to drive, just so I can, you know, this racing stuff. I mean, I don't want to talk about the economy or anything, get started on that, but, I mean, it's getting tight. I mean, I got to try to find a way to help pay for fuel and stuff so I can kind of put him in this car and split the stuff with him and, you know, try to make a little, make some money to help pay for this stuff to go down the road and all. I mean, I don't know what I got to do. I've been trying to get some help from various people, but I just haven't been able to get any. I don't know if people think that I'm well off because of my truck and trailer or that I run all these races all over the place, but I do it because I love it. I mean, I don't know what else I would do. And luckily, here the past couple of weeks, I've been able to win some races, so that's helped things along. So,
hey.
But I'm just trying to supplement my racing a little bit by adding another car and see what I can, what he can do with that. Kind of be our test deal from also on top of it.
Hey, Sean, is Doughboy taking any responsibility for these wins?
Doughboy and I, you know, we're both... Well, Doughboy drives Bill Thompson's car, and Bill Thompson builds my motors for me. So, you know, Doughboy and I talk about every other day, and we just bounce stuff off of each other and, you know, come up with this, and he tries something, and I'll try something, and just it's kind of worked out well. I mean, the problem is we're not on the same type of car. We're not in the same chassis, but a lot of it transfers over.
Well, I was talking about the new wrap you got on that car.
Well, he takes the responsibility for it actually looking better.
Yeah.
He's got something new in the works. He's already wanting to put another one on it, and I told him, man, I mean, I can't go buy a new sheet metal every other week for this thing. You know, we can beat it out. You can't see it from the grandstand. It still looks good.
Yeah.
But he's wanting to put a new wrap on it every other week.
Yeah, tell him to put your phone number on it for sponsors to call you.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. I mean, that deal, I know my business is suffering, so I know everybody else's is, and but, boy, it would sure be nice to get somebody to help this deal out a little bit.
Yeah, I hear you, man. It's tough.
Yeah, it's tough for everybody. That's tough for the people going and watching races. I mean, with the prices of fuel and everything, you know, it's a commitment from everybody.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sean, the good thing is for this race coming up this Saturday at the New Hendry County Speedway, one, we got gas prices coming down all over.
That's and a good thing.
Two,
I got some cheap tickets for it.
Cheap tickets, that's right. Buy your tickets early. You can still buy them in advance now for only $10, and they save $15. And
yeah.
How often do you get a chance to watch drivers of your caliber race for just $10? I mean, this is a great deal.
Not very often. And just the drivers that are coming, I know Ivanit's coming from what I've been told, you know.
Yep.
Ivanit Lloyd, and I know Johnny Collins will be there, and Mark Whitener, and Keith Nosbitt. I mean, there's some heavy hitters in the state of Florida that'll be there.
So mm-hmm.
If you want to see some good dirt late model racing, that's about as cheap as you're ever going to see it.
Well, we keep saying that. You know, it's like all year long. I mean, the racers and the racing in the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series is pretty special. And the last race at East Bay, I don't know if we've talked to you on the air since then. I can't remember. But, boy, that was just a barn burner, man, in the last lap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I unfortunately put the wrong tire on. It took too long for it to come in, so I wasn't privy to all that racing in front. I was battling with Richard Pratt and Keith and some of the guys around fifth and sixth right there. But
yeah.
So I watched the video, and those guys put on one heck of a show from that video.
Oh boy, it was exciting. It was exciting to watch, no doubt.
And I was glad to see, you know, Josh Peacock and I are pretty good friends, and I was glad to see him win one. He's got a good car, and he's a pretty good driver, you know, and he's fast at East Bay. He'll be good at Clewiston this week also. He'll be another one. He's run second there, I think, every time that he's been there, so he'll be fast down there also.
But like you said, you never know what you're going to get there. Nobody knows really. Can predict what the track's going to be like down there this time.
Right. I mean, I guess they've raced on it the past couple of weeks, so that may have helped some to get some rubber mixed in with the clay down there. That'll help a little bit, you know, then it won't be as new of a racetrack because we know, you know, just like when Ocala first started this year, whenever it's a fresh racetrack and it doesn't have any rubber in it, it tends to tear up real bad and all that. So at least they've had a couple of weeks they've ran on it since. It's been a while, so maybe that'll help out a little bit.
Nice and dry, and you know it.
You know, and encourage fans, you know, bring cameras with you because there is going to be a meet and greet, autograph, and photo session with the stars of United Dirt Late Models. So, Sean, you need to be ready. Get those fingers flexed. Get ready to sign those autographs.
Oh, I enjoy it. I like that deal with, like, when they let everybody down on the front straightaway and all that. That's a pretty good deal. All these kids that, you know, I can remember when I was a kid and I used to go to races, and I used to think that was the coolest thing, to be able to get up close to the cars and, you know, meet, see the people that drive them and all that. So I know it's got to be the same way for the kids nowadays.
Oh, definitely. It's gonna be a good time. Encourage everybody, you know, go and get your $10 tickets ahead of time. You can do it right online. Don't even have to spend, you know, any of your gas to get those $10 tickets. And come on out and join us. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, just go to UnitedDirtLateModels.com. There's the information. There's contact numbers and all of that right there on that front page where you can arrange your tickets. Rob, go ahead, man.
Hey, Sean, good luck on Saturday night, you know, and I hope everything works out good for you. I hope you aim and drive safe.
I hope so, too, Rob, and I appreciate that.
And I get to drive the next car.
All right, that's a deal.
All right, man.
This part over here we're putting together, too, that, you know, I could...
My go-kart days are over, son.
Oh, I'm going to have to, now that you've moved back to Tampa, you're a little bit closer now.
There you go.
Actually, we're building a track in my backyard for my son. So, you know, it's supposed to be for my son, but you know how that's going to turn out. It's going to be a Sunday afternoon thing.
Yeah, you're going to end up telling us one day, well, I broke my arm. We're going to be like, what, were you racing? No, I was on the backyard track.
And I can go ahead and tell you that Joe Wintell's wife, Lori, has already found some go-kart down the road that Joe and her talk about they're going to cheat the motor up on and come over here and outrun me on it. So, you know, it's
yeah.
It could be interesting on Sunday afternoon in the back of Sean Smith's yard.
Yeah, that's going to be the new place, TC. It sounds like you're going to get to drive a little bit more.
Oh, that sounds like a good time. You can just let me know when and give me the directions, and I'll be there.
All right.
All right, Sean, good luck this weekend, and thanks for talking to us on Inside Florida Racing.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
Bye-bye. See you Saturday.